This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJB show, you'll love the DJB podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJB show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Seven at the hour on Tuesday, the 27th of March. How do you do? Hopefully you do well and you will do even better with the information that you glean from listening to this program, your connection to reality, at least our reality, and our include me, Doug, and then there's Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, with a focus first on the things that are trending. Victoria, what do we have that's, I don't call it exciting. I often call the things that get the most attention the angry news. So what do we have that can put people either at ease, at rest, or the edge of their, at the edge of the world, ready to jump off? What do we have?
Well, a lot of people want to jump off of Facebook, and actor Andrew Garfield is one of them. He actually plays the guy who found, who co-founds Facebook with Mark Zuckerberg in the movie The Social Network. And so he's actually come out and said hashtag delete Facebook has been something he's been promoting since the movie came out. He actually thinks that it has done nothing good for society, and he said, of course, with all of the data leaks and everything going on now, he thinks that this is the best time now than ever that to for everyone to just get off of Facebook completely. A lot of critics are saying it's just gotten out of Mark Zuckerberg's control. It's way too big now, and that it's just this avalanche that no one can really stop anymore in a negative way. So
you know,
a lot of opinions on that.
Yeah, that's very interesting. My daughter and I were having this conversation last night because my son dropped off of Facebook, and she's going to drop off of Facebook. And as a matter of fact, Brendan said that he thought in 10 years Facebook wouldn't exist. And so I wonder if it hasn't. The last theory that you have there in terms of what it is that makes it relevant or not, do you get help from being? I think about it. I spend maybe 15, 20 minutes, two or three times a week on it just to sort of share pictures and ideas and thoughts that do ring a bell with me. And I have a Facebook account for myself and for the farm and for DJV show. So whether it adds anything to my life or not, I guess I'm not really too sure. I would say if it came to life and death, no. I don't see that there's anything really there. I think you may be onto something when you suggest that it's too big to control because we find ourselves not able to control much of what's going on.
Well, I think
world.
There's something to that. But I think Mark Zuckerberg also made some pretty bad decisions because
the Cambridge Analytica
thing doesn't bother me in the least because I think that there's this – I think when you go on social media, there's going to be an anticipation that you are giving up a level of privacy that we just need to be realistic about.
I think you're right that we give up a certain amount of our privacy, but I think that people are not realistic, Jennifer – about whether they actually come to grips with that. The people that have a clue, like you and us, but I'm not sure the average person does, really. Go ahead.
Right. Well, yesterday, though, I think this is what's shocking, because here's where it goes too far. And that is that it was announced, and this is where I think Facebook is going to see real trouble, that people that downloaded the Facebook Messenger app and they had a Droid, not an iPhone, but a Droid, they had all of their information data mined. Now, I'm not talking about just on Facebook. I'm talking about their text messages, their phone calls, and their contacts. That was all taken by Facebook without letting their customers know. If they had a Droid and they downloaded this Facebook Messenger app, their information is gone, essentially.
Well, the problem, though, is that they did tell people, and people did sign it away, but no one read the fine print.
No one knew.
So I don't really explain that, will you? Because I don't know really what you're talking about.
Okay, if you had a Droid and you had the version of Facebook Messenger, because they look at, and this is I thought was pretty interesting,
Facebook and Facebook treats Droid and iPhones differently. iPhone has a more protective structure because they value their end user as the customer, where Facebook values Droid, the people that make the Droids, as the customer as opposed to the people that own the Droids. And so Facebook created Facebook Messenger that provided very little protection. And Victoria's right, it was in their licensing agreement when you downloaded Facebook Messenger, but no one read it. They pressed accept, and Facebook had access then on people who own Droids to their text messages, their phone calls, all of the information that was stored on their phone.
What's
and it was
special
all
about
picked
a Droid?
Up and saved.
Why would that be, though?
What would you Droid didn't write, they just yeah, and they just didn't write it into the software. The way that the algorithm works is different. So Facebook has an algorithm that deals with Droids, and they have one that deals with iPhones. iPhone is just has always been fiercely protective of the user, and so of the owner of the phone, and so it's just a different setup. The way that iPhone and Facebook has they just have a different relationship, software wise.
I guess I'm maybe cloudy or foggy on this. What is there that's so special? What about owning a Droid which goes out and
way more. Here's the scary thing is way, way, way more people own an Android than they do an iPhone. iPhone is actually, even though it feels like everyone talks about iPhone a lot, Android's almost double iPhone's usage
really?
In this country. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. All right. Got it. Excuse me, Jen. What else do you have there?
No, that was it. It's just I think that's what's going to cause Facebook more trouble than even like the Cambridge Analytica stuff. People harvesting information from you that you already put on Facebook's a little bit different than taking your text messages, mm-hmm. having access to photos, phone numbers, contacts. That's a pretty big deal.
So they've gone too far. They've overplayed their part, in a sense. And is that because, in our estimation, and this is pure speculation, whether it is something that's too big to control, that they've done such a great job of putting all this stuff together that it almost runs itself, and this is an example of computers likely to take over the world. If he can't control it, or the company can't control it, then these sorts of things, when getting out of control, as this seems to be, is a warning sign about what happens if there's too much computer technology, too many people are too dependent on this stuff, and it just is, you've lost control. You personally, individually, have lost control, and he and his company have lost control. So somebody's been smart enough, Snowden, more than likely, I see him behind much of this stuff, especially where the Russians are involved, have figured out how to break down whatever the code is, whatever
this isn't a hacking thing, though, Doug. That's the thing. This is by design. This is not a case of someone who's smarter and beat the system. This is how it was set up. Facebook knew all along that their agreement with Android was that everyone had to sign the user agreement in order to download the Messenger app onto their phone. And when they did, they gave up control over all that.
So what's
Facebook has known from day one. This is not a hacking thing.
Why, in fact, if it was Zuckerberg or his people who decided to do this, what are they doing with that information? What do we know about what's being done?
They sold it to Cambridge Analytica.
So all of it was just...
50 million users' data was sold, and that's not even all of Android users in this country, but that's the information that was sold. And
so why would some people, just to help me understand, and people listening, why would some people's info that own Droids... Why would that be? They look at their profile to see if they're likely to do this, that, or the other thing, and then they sell the information to a third party that would likely be of value to that third party? Are they that sophisticated that they can separate out?
Yes. That's actually not that sophisticated. That's really easy to do. But they just don't know yet how many people have been
affected by it. Yeah. Okay. 15 past the hour. In a moment... some more angry news. You know, well, it gets you. I think that it's good to sort of get this stuff where giving you this is a public service, folks. We're giving you a chance to get this stuff off of your chest. And for those of you who remember the Pulse nightclub fiasco, reality, whatever it was in Florida, you may be interested to know some information that is it isn't. Let's say it wasn't. Until now, on the top of your mind, we're back again to that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, very juicy, yep. Speaking of juicy, if you have free email services, speaking of Facebook and all the other things that are connected to how we communicate these days, in other words, if you have, let's say it was, let me come up with a, about American Airlines at gmail.com. All right? I'm just on American Airlines website, so that's what I'm thinking. Or yahoo.com or AOL.com. That's the old style. That's the old world. The new world order is a particular handle using email that identifies you in a special way. So if you have a if you got a big company, a very small but specific kind of company, whatever kind of company that you have that needs sort of a little extra help in separating it from its competition, go to easyemail.tech. Easyemail.tech. They will make the process simple and at very low cost. So when you go to easyemail.tech, you can create your own dot whatever, dot shop, dot, you come up with it, dot goof, dot b, anything that you want. And I never even knew this was possible until these folks came to me and said, let's have you tell the story.
Time. When you see someone with an AOL or a Gmail or Hotmail address, you may not give it the clout as when you see someone with an address that reflects the name of their business.
Yeah. So we're going to do that at CRN Talk.
You got it.
Change that all around. All right. And we ought to do that here, too, as well. As a matter of fact, I don't think that we've even given a thought to doing that. What would be a good one for us?
It would be Doug Steffen at DJVShow.com.
Okay.
Or djvshow.radio.
Yeah, that's dot radio. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, so easyemail.tech, 844-344-7607. Get you all set up with your own .com or .shop or whatever professional email you want, as we just suggested here. Easy email, based in our country. Real people will talk to you when you call 844-344-7607, not somebody who's, it's all nice and well and good for the Pakistanis and the Indians to have jobs, but I find it very difficult to talk most of the time, and it sounds whatever it sounds like. I just can't understand them half the time, if not most of the time. So if you've been through that and you're tired of it, fix the problem. Go to easyemail.tech or toll free 844-344-7607 to have your own unique handle.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. Table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here. I'm just shopping.
Oh.
Table runners, come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014. Millward Brown National Survey data.
All right, so there are new details, Jennifer, from prosecutors in that case against the fellow that was the wife of Omar Mateen, the shooter at the Pulse nightclub. When the heck was that?
A couple of years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So what's the juice?
Well, the juice is, and this answers some questions, but opens a few more doors. Do you remember back in 2016 when Hillary Clinton was on the campaign trail? And at one of her rallies in Florida, Omar Mateen's dad was sitting right over her right shoulder. And it confused people. People reported on it, like, what the heck is the Pulse nightclub shooter's dad doing at a Hillary Clinton rally? Well, it was now revealed as part of this trial that the shooter's wife is on, is that his dad is actually an FBI informant and has been for the past 10 years.
So that gives him close proximity to Hillary Clinton?
It opens up. Now, that's more questions. I said it answers one, but opens up the door to more. Like, what the heck was he doing there?
Right.
And was he the worst informant ever because his son shot up a nightclub? Now, they're saying they mishandled it, and they're calling for a mistrial for Omar Mateen's wife because of all of this.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's.
All right, 23 after the hour now, DJV time with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, the world of television. Last night, let's see, what did I do last night? I was really... I can't remember what I did last night. Oh, I had a little, there was a little time for television. I was watching that thing on Fox with the kid Chesney, whatever his name is, the resident, the medical show that is...
Oh, yeah, how is
it? It's
that?
Okay.
It's new. The resident is new.
Yeah, right, the resident. It's okay. Anybody else seen it? Like it? Don't like it?
I have it on my DVR. I've not watched it yet.
Yeah, all right.
I've actually never heard of it, but...
Really?
Is it good? I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's actually his. I've always found him and his manner when he was on The Good Wife to be good. I think he's a fairly good Canadian kid, and he has found found a slice. Do you know what I mean? There are these actors that find a place,
mm-hmm.
and they follow. And he's good in these sort of in the places, sort of like the second lead. Although I think this is not, I think he's considered the lead here. But there are a lot of familiar faces from other shows like CS. What we're finding now, there's so much television and they're cranking out so much of it. And the seasons are limited, so these people are finding, a lot of these people are finding themselves in two or three different shows. Because they just go from one to the next to the next to the next. And
I'm finding it hard. There are so many doctor shows on right now that it's how many can you watch? But you're talking about, if anybody doesn't know, Matt Zuckery, who was
Zuckery.
I know him. He was Logan on Gilmore Girls, which is how I know him.
Yeah.
But I've seen him on a few things. But it looks interesting. It's just like with Grey's Anatomy and then all of these other doctor shows. I'm like, okay, I can watch one or two.
Enough is enough already. Okay. So what do we have for tonight, Jen? What do we think is going to be good?
Well, I think I mentioned to you that a lot of your favorite shows have come to an end, and they bring out these new spring replacement shows, right, are starting up. And tonight is one that is really highly anticipated. It's produced by Ellen DeGeneres, and it's called Splitting Up Together. It stars Oliver Hudson and Jenna Fischer, so it's got some big, big star power behind this, as exes who split up but decide to live together.
Lovely.
Sorry. That's going to work out.
It just makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Because it's the same show over and over again. If it's not a doctor show,
yeah.
Sex is Living Dead.
It is. Yeah.
But whatever. It's getting some good buzz, and that'll air tonight.
Roseanne's on tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, ABC. Tonight, I was going to say. Yeah. Yes, tonight ABC brings back Roseanne. That starts at 8. And then another new show that they have debuting at 10 is called For the People. It's a legal show. CBS has a new episode of NCIS. There's a new episode of Bull and NCIS New Orleans. After that, the CW has a new episode of Black Lightning. And Fox, new sitcoms tonight. They've got a replay of Lethal Weapon at 8, but then they've got L.A. to Vegas and The Mick. That's new at 9. The Voice, the battle round continues at 8 o'clock on NBC. The Rise is new. That's a new program for them about kids working on a musical production. That's at 9 p.m. and a new Chicago Med behind that at 10.
Yeah, some of the things, the way Wolf is treating some of the shows that he's doing is very, almost some of the same scripts from the old Law and Order. It's like they just moved everybody
to Chicago. Worked so well the first time, let's do it again.
Yeah. All right, musically speaking, Tina Turner is talking about her former husband, Ike Turner. She, in an interview, talking about a lot of different things, including her stage musical about her life, her Swiss citizenship, and her relationship with Ike. The Turner's turbulent marriage has been highly documented, especially in the Proud Mary biopic, went back to 1993, What's Love Got to Do With It, according to the musical, and the story about her life. She forgave her ex-husband for his past instances of domestic abuse. She's now 78 years old. Man, she's still got it, though. She's like, she's taken better care of herself physically than Aretha has.
Oh,
she's got the voice. She's got the moves. She just, it feels like she's still got it all together. You don't look at her and when you look at Aretha, you think of age. When you look at Tina Turner, I don't think you think of age.
You think of length.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And you crank that up. Actually, Kara, I've lost complete touch with time, so I have no idea what time it is.
Well, we could take a break then. Sounds good.
Right. Yeah.
Efficacy matters. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a difference between self-esteem and self-efficacy. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. Self-efficacy is how you feel about your performance. If you raise someone's self-esteem, hey, that picture you drew is beautiful, you actually do nothing for their self-efficacy. Because the reality is that even if they believe you mean what you said, they don't necessarily believe that it's true. But if you raise a person's self-efficacy, then there's a direct correlation to raising that person's self-esteem. Wow, it looks like you really took your time and put a lot of hard work into that. Raise your children's efficacy and their esteem will come up with it. Raise their self-esteem and you'll leave their efficacy hanging. I say focus on efficacy, because when you do, you will be boosting what will ultimately drive your children to succeed. Catch me on my new TV show, The Secret Life of Kids, on USA Network, starting March 16th at 9 p.m.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Plus one is 34. How about that? I got my math all straight. It's the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeling, Kara Schillen, Miles, and I were counting the bricks on the sidewalk yesterday afternoon.
Did he beat you? You know, this is a glimpse into your future, and he's going to win one day.
Well, he likes to race. And so, but he's now, when he starts racing and then he looks, if we're on a sidewalk that has squares on it, he wants to stop and count the bricks. Miles is my grandson, for those who don't know. He and I spent the afternoon together yesterday. We went to a park and then we went, to another haunt that we like that's next to the golf course. And then he has developed
ice cream. What happens at the
Jelly beans.
Ah, I knew it had to be some kind of contraband.
Some sort of sugar.
Exactly. So anyway, so that when I just did 33 past that, I realized it was actually 34. I'm taking an exercise for Miles. Okay, what's 30 plus one, or what's, you know, it sort of brings me back to that show that was on Sunday for the first time that I saw. There's two shows with kids doing fantastic things. The Steve Harvey thing called Little Big Shots. about entertaining youngsters. And then after that, Doogie Howser, Neil Patrick Harris, has a show that is about the genius of youngsters. And there were, I don't know, half a dozen youngsters who were on who were at least maybe 10, 11 years old, 12 at the most. And the amazing ability they had to figure things out of what knowledge they had about things. At first, they were talking about the New York subway, and I didn't get it, so I flipped in and flipped out. I said, who cares about the New York subway? And then I went back to it to see what these children know. And that was just one aspect of their learning. So those of you who saw the show, you know what I'm talking about. It just is pretty amazing. In an era where we are disappointed with the knowledge, generally speaking, of many of the children that come through the system, this is an example of either the system working or they just have it, and it's able, somebody has figured out how to develop it in these youngsters so that, you know, specific things like math and science and whatever disciplines there are, but it just goes to show you how our minds can be developed if we want them to be. It completely depends on what you're exposed to. I think that children who are read to, like we went to the park yesterday, and Miles saw a book. There's a shelf at the park that has books on it for youngsters to read. And there were Thomas the Tank Engine and the...
That's
and
a
all
favorite
the,
with little ones. With
yeah. yeah. And he knew all of the engines. The red one is one name. I think it's James. And then there's the blue one that's Thomas. And there's a
Isn't
green
one.
Isn't
it amazing how their mind
really,
works?
Yeah.
I know. Sometimes you're like, how do they... Where is all that stuff going? Like, they remember all this stuff.
He remembered the names of the cars. He knew what the special cars that do special things. This is a story about these engines that he'd never seen before, but he knew. I said, well, what's that car over there? And he told me what the car was. So it is amazing what some of them are exposed to. And what I think it all is what your environment is, frankly, mm-hmm. what you expose them to. So,
agreed, right. Such a big part of that, too.
Oh, absolutely. And he's not ever been exposed until recently. He has one thing that he can watch. Megan and Matthew have them get into Sesame Street a little bit. There's the stuff. And I think, is that the right age to start Sesame Street?
Well, you know what? I don't even know if it's just people who choose TV over other options. I think a little bit of TV is okay, especially when it's something like Sesame Street or all these other things. But you just can't make a screen a babysitter. There has to be the reading. There has to be the other engagement. Right.
When I took him to the airport the other day, there's a video for kids that explains, called Yay Planes. And it's all about the planes, different sizes of planes and where they fly and that sort of thing. And it's about 14. And I brought him he wasn't sure he wanted to go in because the room was dark. And I said, well, you might want to see this. You might enjoy it. And he looked from the outside and saw the video, and then he walked in and we sat in a chair, and you could tell he was just completely mesmerized. So it takes over. That's the thing about these screens. Back to what we were talking about with regard to Facebook and other technology. How is, by the way, I didn't ask you this, Victoria, the Instagram or other things that are used that are like Facebook, or now I guess Instagram is the new Facebook. How is that any different management in terms of how many people belong to it? Our speculation, for those of you who didn't hear the conversation, is that it's out of control because it's too big, and Zuckerberg may be not the greatest guy in the world in terms of how he runs it. But what separates that from Instagram?
Well, Facebook owns Instagram, and for some reason, Instagram has just been run a lot better, and there are more users now under 40 who are on Instagram than on Facebook. So for whoever's managing Instagram is doing a much better job than the other platforms because it continues to grow in leaps and bounds.
Okay, so then let's separate ourselves from that. If it's a Facebook operated company, I'd forgotten now. I remember you said Spotify, that Instagram belongs. See, there are all these different names of these different services. So what is there that's not a Facebook product that is desirable, that is well-run? Or are they all suspect here?
Well, at this point, they're kind of all suspect because Twitter usership has gone way down. A lot of people have issues with Twitter and their security and bots and all kinds of stuff. And then Snapchat, we've seen them in the news a lot for no good reason.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Recently, there's been a lot of that bad press for Snap.
Let's just be honest.
We need to relax. Victoria, you need to just relax. Victoria has a puppy in her apartment, and she and her husband are shepherds. They're foster parents for this beautiful, cute little puppy. Mm-hmm. And so she's got two other dogs, and this little puppy came to market.
Needs attention.
And
this
needs
little
attention.
Puppy's trying to eat my curtains and the cord that's holding the show together. So that's
yeah,
fun.
Really? Okay. All right. So anyway, if and you don't have to.
She's moved on to something else now.
Maybe if you hold her in your lap. If she'll stay there, we can.
Then she'll try to eat the microphone. You're going to hear chomp, chomp, chomp.
Charmer.
So didn't
just
you?
Charmer.
Where? Yeah. Put the headphones
on. Your
daughter.
Snake charming outfit. Yeah, I have, Victoria.
Did you ever see the picture of Charlotte with headphones on?
Yeah.
It's hysterical.
I don't think I have, no.
Yeah, it's hysterical.
My dad,
was she a fan of the show?
Dogs, yeah.
Well, she was a fan. Jennifer, we would almost daily have a moment for Charlotte, who would be
she'd snoring
in the seat across from where my studio material was, and she would be snoring.
I'd put her up against any lousy husband that, you know, gets hit in the middle of the night. She would really be, she'd be going to town.
She was always going to town. Yeah. So don't get all worked up about it, Victoria. It's fine.
It's not about, honestly, I hate to say this, it's not about the show. It's about all the things she's destroying in my apartment. I literally just redecorated and now we're fostering her and she's only 10 weeks. So she is at the full on puppy phase. She cried.
Where are pictures posted of her that people can see? Maybe by the end of the day, somebody will adopt her. They see her pictures. Very cute.
I do think she will be adopted very quickly. Puppies tend to go much faster than other dogs, and she is absolutely beautiful. So she's adorable. So I'm sure she will.
Where
get
can
adopted
we see a picture
soon.
Of her?
She's on my Facebook page. I'll share that that data over with or that post. I'll share that over on the DJV show, so you can see.
Okay.
She's we're in New York City, but they do adopt out into the tri-state area.
Yeah. Or you can put her in a FedEx box and send her to Missoula.
Just poke a few holes in there.
Right.
You know,
right. Exactly. All right, in sports news, here's a fellow who got a job back with the Chicago White Sox. He'd been in jail for 23 years for a crime he didn't do. And so he's back. He was a groundskeeper, so he's got his job back. This is quite an interesting story. Who's got us on this one?
This is for it. No. Oh, go ahead, Jen.
Oh, sorry, Victoria. You want to go?
Go for it. Yeah,
go. All right. Go. So after spending 23 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit, as you mentioned, Dougie, his name is Neves Coleman. He's back at work with the Chicago White Sox. At the time, he was a 25-year-old groundskeeper with the White Sox when he was convicted of the 1994 rape and murder of a Chicago woman, and he was sentenced to life in prison without parole. He was freed last year after DNA found on the victim was linked to a serial rapist. So this poor guy took the fall for it. Friends and family contacted the White Sox after the release of this guy to help him get his old job back. The team said it was grateful that justice had been carried out for Neves, and they said they were happy to welcome him back to the team as one of its groundkeepers. He told WGN that he watched the Sox games while he was in prison and would see his former colleagues scramble to protect the field during rain delays. He said two of his friends who are still on the grounds crew were there to greet him with big hugs on Monday morning when he arrived for his first day back on the job. He got a brand new uniform and hat. He put on a big yellow rain suit to pressure wash the sidewalk, and he got to work. He said a lot has changed while he was away. The stadium had some renovations and now is known as Guaranteed Rate Field instead of Comiskey Park. So some good news, justice being carried out.
So this
still an
really
outrage, though.
This is the outrage that is so prevalent, and it happens more with black men than it does with white men. That just those are the stats. That's the number. Like it or not like it, this is something that
well,
is over the top.
Especially when they didn't consider DNA evidence. It was just who looked the guiltiest.
Yeah,
and then they go back and they retry all these things and they bring the DNA element in. But still, you're wasting your life behind bars. How's that?
Who can bring back this guy's almost 30 years?
That's my entire life, basically.
Yeah.
The entire life that I've been alive, this guy has been
23 years.
In jail.
Yeah.
And it's just, how long has DNA evidence been around? It keeps getting better and better what they're able to do with it, but it's been around for years now.
Mm-mm. And they've never used
it.
And
what I'm saying is, it's been around for years, and it's taken them this long to finally test it and to get him released. It's just, I can't imagine sitting in jail and knowing that you didn't do anything.
And if you don't have a bull lawyer who's going to go in there and insist on that kind of stuff,
and you have to wait for someone else
too.
To step up to get you out of jail. It's crazy. I'm glad he got a job and that the White Sox did that. But
there's so much of this now, and it really calls into question. And the people who love all the police, no matter what, I think that I become outrageous with this. But this is more. There's a new show that's on one of the services, Netflix. I'm not sure, but I watched it on the plane coming out here last week. Bill Pullman stars as a detective, and his nemesis is a woman who's a captain who wants to throw the book at everybody, and she's wrong. And one of the cases they're working on is something that is, you can feel, you know, there are all sorts of things to the drama, but the real drama is between him and this captain who just wants to send somebody up the river because she wants to have a victory, wants to have a win. And how much of that stuff goes on? These incidents like this call into question the system. And it's like so many other things that are a result of our country and the world having too many people in it. Some of the stuff, there's so many things. Part of the, you know, it trickles downhill. We have a lot of anger, a lot of murders and things that are antisocial that are going on that there's no excuse for. But then we can't find, if you went into any major city and went to the detective bureau or into the homicide division and found out how many cases are unsolved, it would make your head spin. It would, as they just don't solve the majority of the cases. They just can't find all the information. And so they, in order to make themselves, it's a horrible job, very frustrating. It's so tough, and you don't get people to cooperate with you. And so the human side
Stop
of it is.
Stop it right now.
There you go. She's not talking to me.
I've been dying to say that to Doug for years.
Yeah.
You told her not to hold back. So
I did. Not. That's right. Okay. All right. 12 minutes before the hour. Let's see what else we can do with the dog.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Ulta the Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like IT Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. Table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh, table runners, come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, now 53 after the hour here on the DJV show, Tech Talk time, with the investigation as we, this seems to be all things Facebook here. Today, Federal Trade Commission is investigating Facebook. How is this different from some of the other things that we've been talking about, Victoria?
Well, it's the same scandal, except now the FTC has to get involved because so many people have been affected by this, and they want to look into it and check out the legality of it. Unfortunately, I think for the users, this was a legal thing, and when you sign up for Facebook and you sign up for the Messenger app, you are agreeing to the terms of service. We talked about this last week with the same thing with Uber and Lyft. You sign away your rights to have anything other than forced arbitration. When you're in an Uber or a Lyft, you cannot sue the company. You can't join a class action suit. These are all the fine print things that in our modern world we just don't read. We're anxious to download an app. We don't read what the terms of service are. And this is yes, Facebook is the bad guy here, but the consumer not really being educated is kind of also the bad guy. So this isn't fully on Facebook, except now the FTC wants to make sure that there wasn't anything that was actually illegal in this. Selling the data to Cambridge Analytica, that is where it's gray. We're not really sure yet if they violated users' rights on that one, because it is technically a third party, and some of the rights get signed away to third parties. But 50 million people have been affected by this, and this is just something has to change with Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg sees the writing on the wall, too.
You know, one of the things that when we talk about what we don't know because we don't read the fine print, one wonders if the people who run, these were kids when they started this company, and what do they know about the law? They don't know. What do they know about the law? And at that point, they didn't have any lawyers to check things out, so they may have done things without regard to the law because they didn't know what the law was at
that
time. I'm not making any excuses for them, but I'm betting this is both hands here, one's washed by the other, and there's so much fine print with everything. When you get stopped by a policeman for doing something you didn't know was illegal, well, ignorance is no excuse.
That's what the cops always say, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right. So that's a BS answer, by the way. If you don't, especially in a world where we have created and recreate laws and rules and regulations and, you know, the kinds of things that are meant in some jurisdictions, depending on how big or small your town is, to grab you because they know they can get you.
Yeah.
That's, you know, changing the yellow light from 14 seconds to 9 seconds. And then some cops sitting there as you go through the yellow light, just as it turns red, and they chase you down and they give you a $45 ticket for going through. That stuff sounds like a personal story. Purpose. Yeah, it is a personal story, but that stuff is done. How did I know they changed the yellow light from the normal 14 or 15 seconds to 9 seconds?
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, and the other part of it with Facebook, too, is Facebook has constantly tried to, from, I'd say, 2011 until the present, Facebook has been under attack by other social media platforms. Twitter got bigger. Instagram was invented in those years. And so all these other things have put pressure on Facebook to reinvent itself and to update and be cooler. And they started Facebook Live, and they've had all these updates that they've sent out. And part of the problem with the Cambridge Analytica thing, that was one of the updates that they rushed out without really fully knowing the implications. And if people aren't staying up to date and updating every new software update that Facebook has, they're left vulnerable if they have old software. And that's also part of the problem with the data breach. So there's so many layers to what went wrong with this. I don't know that this is going to be figured out for the next few years. And it might at that point be too late for Facebook because they've lost the trust of the consumer.
Yeah.
And that's really, and advertisers, they've already lost the advertisers. Every day there's a major advertiser that has pulled out. So it's really just a matter of who's going to be lazy enough to keep a Facebook page because it's too much of a hassle to delete it. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to end up 5 years from now, that's who's going to be left on Facebook.
Really?
I really think so. And you're going to be one of them, yep.
I'll maybe be one of them. There we go. All right. YouTube is cracking down on gun videos, which I find to be, this is something very important. So let's unwrap this a little bit, Victoria.
Well, yeah, so YouTube has newly announced restrictions on gun content. Of course, guns are a really hot topic right now. And so one of the odd things that have happened to this, they don't want any videos that pertain to individual gun sales or the manufacturer of firearms and ammunition. So there are a lot of videos, apparently, that showcase new gun models and things like that. That's no longer allowed on YouTube. And now they're going, some of these channels that love guns are going to a porn site called Pornhub, and they're calling that the safe harbor for their videos. So look for that to be in the news more.
Guns porn and porn, guns. You mean?
Yep.
Or just
Pornhub. It's guns and porn.
But not together necessarily.
Oh no, together. Well, yeah, I don't know actually.
That's an interesting thought. 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.